Let's temporarily skip here with the Hakdama to see where the Rambam talks about the Maima Chazal of Ein Lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo Ela Arba Amos Shel Halacha. Explains that the seder of all the maseptas and shas after that as well. Explains what Shas deals with, what Shas consists of shortly after that. The Rambam is illustrating how when a Gadita is interpreted literally, superficially, so it will be incomprehensible and appear nonsensical. And he gives an illustration of how a Gadita is to correctly be interpreted, and he chooses for Amru, the one brachas. Think about this. If you just take it, again, literally, superficially, it's way off. It's as if that this Gemara is dismissing Ma'aseh Bereishis, dismissing Ma'aseh Mekaveh. It says, no, all I have to know is Halacha. There's no value to Ma'aseh Bereishis. There's no value to Ma'aseh Mekaveh. Ubizman Shem Va'ever V'Shel Acharav Kodem Matan Torah Shel Hoyse Shem Halacha. According to this literal superficial reading, Ein Safik Shalohay LaKadosh Baruch Hu Olam Ba'Olam Klum. Avon Te'ayin B'Inyan Hazeh B'Iyan Ma'amik Tere Sheyesh B'Min HaChok Madov HaNifla. But when properly understood, so then one appreciates the extraordinary Chokhmah. V'Tzimtza Shekol U'Baldov HaGadol HaMiskolos. I'm going to explain to this to you to use it as a test case. Kadeshi is a moshel, kemoshel l'shor ma'ase yovel yotcha, v'chein in zbonim v'kavoi. Da, ki hakadmonim choku chakir nifla. Right, the earlier generations posed a remarkable inquiry. Kifi chachma shahaisa lahem mitul ha-secha. V'hisamis etzlam, shakol nimsa lo yitachin li shiyesh lo tachris shalimatraso haisa mitziyosa. Ki ein shum dova shuhu motzi lewek. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't engage in futile action. To do something which has no purpose is futile. It's futile. It's the sign and the measure of chokhmah that a person acts purposefully. He does things for a purpose. ומאחר שנסמצו להם האנוכה הקולס הזאת, עוסקו בפרטי כל המציאות. So then they, but with this axiom in mind, so they now looked at the world, כדי לדעת תכלס כל מין מן המינים, to try to understand what the purpose of each of the different species that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. V'ra'u, in terms of in the human realm, shekol nimsa malachusi, and anything which is manufactured, and anything which people manufacture, tachlisa yedua, it's self-evident, v'ein tzarach v'zala hakira. Ki osehu lo asa'o, ela kisha tachlisa kvar nitztayu le'atzma, that the person who designed it and manufactured it had in mind what purpose it serves. V'olma moshal. Hine ha masur sa, ein ha napo choseo al acha shechishe betaita, ef yuchal v'fatza al schaburi ha'itza zeh. He wants to know how you can cut apart something out of wood. Metziya la'atzma os tzuas ha masur, and he envisions a sa, v'hecha la'aso sechidei l'nasiva, and therefore he sets out to manufacture the sa to use. Im kein tachlis hamasu l'nasiva. V'kmo kein tachlis hakardom, the purpose of an axe, l'vakeva, to chop, to split. V'hamachar, a needle k'dei l'chabava, bagad l'bagad, to sub. V'chein v'kach ko hadvam shehumtzu'u b'mtzias malachutis. Meaning that we manufacture. אבל מה שמציאוסו המלוכה הלוקיס והחוכמה הטיביס? But what about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought into existence? כגון מיני הפירוס, מיני האסובים, מיני המחצבים, minerals, ומיני האבונים, inanimate life, ומיני בעלי החיים, יש מהם שתכליסו מושגס בחקיר מעטה? Some are pretty easily understood. יש מהם שתכליס הנמצא בחקירים מרובה. It requires sort of arduous analysis, thinking. ויש מהם שתכליס דקו בנעלמס, שאין לנו דעס כלל, אלא אם כן נודע בנבואה או ביודי נסתרס. Some things are beyond natural human comprehension. Some things can only be known supernaturally. אבל בחקיר הסיכלס אין זה אפשרי. For instance, says the Rambam, כי אין ביכולת האדם לחקור ולדעת למה המציא הטבע הנמלים מהם בכנפיים ומהם בלי כנפיים. Why do some insects have wings and some insects not have wings? ולמה המציא גם כן תולעס מרובס מרגליים? Why do you have centipedes? Why do you have others with fewer feet? Anyone who is planning on writing a dissertation on this should change their plans. The Rambam says, unless you're going to be zochet in nevuah, you're not going to figure it out. So, okay, time to change my plans on a second. Aval dvarim shehem gedolim yoseh me'ela upo'olom golo yoseh. The bigger the thing is, the more apparent its tachlis is. Hine b'yidias tachlisam yeroa Yisrael anshei hachochma k'chol sheyeh yoseh melumad v'chazak b'shkiva yoseh v'nodon das yoseh yede yoseh tachlis. You can sort of, it's an indicator of a person's wisdom, how much he understands about the various purposes of what was created. V'lachem kasha nasan Hashem l'shlomo min ha'chochma k'fi she'tichah yoda mi tachlios aminim halom asha efshel odam v'ashiru odam adas v'diba al tachlios ha'etzim v'asov v'mini v'alei chayim. So Shlomo Melech knew whatever can be known to a person. Amar ha'kosa v'yedah v'al ha'etzim min ha'erez ha'shev al avonon ad ha'ezah v'asher yotze v'akir v'yedah al ha'behemah v'al ha'olf v'al v'emes v'al ha'dogem. It was clear that Shlomo HaMelech's Chochma surpassed what a person could naturally know. So even though with complete specificity it's impossible, at least short of Nevuah, it's impossible to explain every detail in the Bria, but b'derech klal kol hanem sami tachos galgal hayareach. The ancient and medieval conception that the Rambam's operating with is that the universe consists of the world is in the middle, and then the earth is in the middle, and there's a bunch of concentric galgalim, spheres around it. So that's what he's about to refer to, the galgal hayareach. Meaning what's on earth. Everything that was created on earth was created to serve, to support, to provide a support system for man. Kigon hatzon v'haboker v'zulasim v'yesh mehem l'to'ala she'enu mozol kigon hachamur v'hovel alav v'ashenayoko v'hovel b'yodo to carry burdens v'hasusim l'avol b'hendar chaluka v'zman mua to travel v'yesh mehem minim she'enu anu yodim es to'alta. However, v'yesh mehem to'aliyos l'odom she'enu mudal lahen v'kamochen haperos yesh mehem l'mizono. Some of them are not food, but they have medicinal value. Whatever one will encounter, again, in the animal kingdom, or in vegetation, and is unable to discern some purpose. There's no functional purpose, and on the other hand, it also doesn't serve as food. That's only because it's gaps in our knowledge. Min hapil from the elephant, v'ana tolas, eze to'alas l'adam. B'vayi l'cha, al-kach, the proof, interesting proof, sh'arei b'chol do'ar v'ador misgale to'alas shal asavim v'shal minei peru shalom nizgal salami shal yekodim. Right, in every generation, we, more and more is revealed about the functional value, about the purpose of different plants and different herbs and different fruits which had been previously unknown. You have this in a couple of places in the Rambam, not only in the Rambam. But when it comes to when it comes to Yediyas HaTorah, when it comes to Dvar Ruchonim, so we believe and we see that there's been a tremendous Yeridas HaTorah. And from the times of the Nevi'im, from the times of the Tanoim and Amoraim, so things, obviously, the Madrega that we're on today, there has been a tremendous Yiridus HaDoros, and then Mamar Chazal like that also. Im Rishonim Kemalochim, Ezonu Kemenei Odom. Maishna Kamoi Desvachish Lehu Nisa. And for us, miracles don't happen. So when it comes to Yediyas HaTorah, so we believe there's been a Yiridus HaDoros. When it comes to scientific knowledge, so then we believe there's been progress. And that's what this Rambam has said, that there's that of course that the we know more scientifically than earlier generations, and there's no contradiction between those two. I think that the Malvim says in Tehillim on Tehillah LeDavid, what we call Ashrei, on Tehillah LeDavid, he says, "Gadol Hashem umbuhu ma'od u'gavaso en chayken." Right, because Hashem is so great, so we can't begin to understand, and even the little bit that we do understand, it happens incrementally. And dol adoy shavach ma'asachu v'asachu yagidu means that every generation there's new basis, there's extra basis for praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because with every generation more and more is understood of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bria, of the natural world. So we certainly believe in progress in the scientific realm, while simultaneously in Yediyas HaTorah and Dvarim Ruchoniyim, so there has been a Yiridus HaDoros. That's why today it's the most we're so much more technologically advanced, but society today is much more immoral than not only what was 500 years ago, than it was 50 years ago. Ein biyicholas odem lahakef es to alios kol tzimche oretz. Ella, again, here's the same idea. Shazem miskela idei nisyonos b'malach hadoros. Like scientific knowledge accumulates over the course of generations. Says the Rambam, Hashem atom avolom nivru hasamim hamemisim. What possible value to man are poisonous herbs, etc. Kegon, whenever these things are. Sheyesh b'hem l'homis ha'sa'odim lo l'chovelo, min ha'roi sh'teida, sheyesh b'hem to'olios, sh'af al-pi sh'hem me'misim k'sh'hem ne'acholim, harei sh'einam me'misim k'sh'nos n'mosim o'p'nei ha'guf. Right? So many things that if ingested, so call poison, Rachman Litzlan, call poison control center right away, but they have the functions when they're used topically. Ve'im yadu l'cha, ki ha-to'elas ha-gdola sh'yesh la'odim hi b'nechashe ha-efe, snakes, ha-rei sh'kol sh'kein b'meshel amata mehem. Now, says the Rambam, after the Kadmonim clarified through their investigations, Shataklas kol Eile, he metzias Adam. The Pashtus is, So Dova Kol Nishma. Brochas Vavim and Bez. So Dova Hakol Nishma, right at the end of Kohanas. Es Elokim Yirah, Ves Mitzvosav Shemor, Kizeh Kol Ha'odam. Mai Kizeh Kol Ha'odam. On Rabbi Elazar, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Ha'olam Kula Lo Nivra Ela B'Shvel Zeh. So the Pasha says that this Maimah Chazal, not today, but maybe next week or something, we'll continue with the other Pshatim in the Pasuk. But this first Pshat that the Gemara gives in the Pasuk of Kizeh Kol Ha'odam is exactly what the Rambam is quoting, attributing to the Kadmonim, meaning that everything that was created on earth was created for Adam. So the purpose of all this is for Adam. So what's Adam's purpose? Man has many different engages in many different types of activities. And he's actually unique in that respect. If you should call me Bali Achaim by Lanas, Ein Laham Ela Paul Achad Bilvad Oshnaim, the Tachas Echas. Both in the animal kingdom as well as in vegetation. So generally, there's only one or two actions or activities, as it were. One purpose. For instance, Kafisha Anu Roam Shalad Dekolim Ein Poel. El Lahanev Tamar, right? The action of the date palm tree is to produce and to have dates fall off the tree for people to eat. B'chein shor ha'ilanos, b'chein ba'alichayim nimsa mehem isha oreg bulvat, yom ha'achabish. The spider, u'misha bona, kegon ha, I don't know what that is, u'misha oger, that collects things, kigon hanamolim, the ants, avol ha'adam, harehu osa pu'ulas rabashonos. So therefore, it's not immediately apparent which represents his ultimate tachlis. V'lachein chaku is called pu'ulasav. Po'al, kedei leida ma tachlis av pu'ulas halal. U'matzo shatachliso hi po'al echa bilvad. Ushor pulasav ein el lahasmadas kiyuma kadesh tushlam ba osa hapula achas. Everything else man does is to sustain himself, but there's only one ultimate behavior. There's only one ultimate activity. Vehi hasagas hamuskalos viyadiasas hamitos kamal shehen. Knowledge, attaining knowledge. That is the right, and here it's again crucial for what we want to see soon. Be'ezus Hashem le'neder. That is the exclusive, ultimate purpose, goal of man is knowledge. Hasagas hamuskalos v'yidiyosos hamitos kemo shehen. Ki ein zeh mistavish etiyah tachlis ha'odim le'achol alishos alivol alivnos kosel alios melech. Why? First of all, if you shakol ele mikrim chol from alav enam osifim betchunasa, all these are external. How can it be that man's ultimate purpose is to do something that's just totally external and really to himself? Moreover, varot shahavehu meshutach betulusa elu kelan emzulasim mine balechayim. None of these really single out man's individuality. Animals eat, animals drink, the lion is king of the forest. The hachochma hi asher mosifa b'tchunaso u'ma'atika oso mimahus p'chusa v'mahus na'ala. Chochma is something that really enhances the person himself and literally moves him, elevates him from a lower essence to a higher essence. And here's an idea the Rambam is about to state, which he has again in other places as well. Shehareho ya'odam b'koach v'nasa odam b'foach. Ki ha'odam kodem sheyaskel eino elaka behemas. Shehare eino nivdal mishor mini ba'le ha'chaim ele b'higayon shehu chai ba'l higayon kavanasi b'higayon hasagas ha'muskolos. The Rambam has, and this is very, very, very central in the Rambam's Machshava, he has it in Parag Dalet of Yisodei HaTorah as well. The Tzalem Elokim, which is innate, which a person has by virtue of birth, is a potential. It's not something actual. The Tzalem Elokim, which everyone is born with, is a capacity for knowledge, a capacity for abstract knowledge, and as the Rambam was about to say, obviously the ultimate knowledge is Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. But that what's innate, what's congenital, is potential. He has a potential to. And it's only if a person takes advantage of that potential, if a person exercises that capacity he has for knowledge, that he becomes a person. Otherwise, Rambam says, we're animals that instead of walking on four, so like they train, you know, when you see the animal show, so they train the animals to walk on the two rear legs. Not any different. A person doesn't have knowledge, so what does he do? He eats, he drinks, he caters to urges and instincts. So there's nothing human about that. All that is just animalistic. Nefesh kol bosa v'hagdal ha'lachachas nisar yator. Nefesh kol bosa hi tzuroso shenosin lohakel. V'hadas ha'yesera ha'metsuya b'nafsha shal odom hi tzuroso odom ha'sholim b'dayta. That's the same idea that the Rambam is expressing here in the Parashat Mishnayos, that a person is, again, he's unique in terms of his capacity, but that's unique only in terms of potential. He has unique potential. But it's only when there is das, which is mitzvah b'nafsho shel adam, so then he's unique not just in terms of potential, but he's unique in terms of what he actually is. We like to think that we're sort of innately superior. And the Rambam says, that's not the case. A person is what he makes of himself. No more, no less. A person is, again, he's unique in terms of potential, in terms of capacity, but he's not. That doesn't make him unique in actuality. A person is what he becomes. A person is what he makes himself into. That's the Rambam Lashitaso, that the degree of Hashkocha, practice that a person has, depends upon the Madrega he attains. We think that we're entitled to privileged treatment just by, due to our, as a function of birth. And the Rambam said, Mehechat I say, a person is what he becomes. So I so good. והחושב שבמוסקולוס הסוגס אחדוס השם יסד וישרומן וכל הנלבול הזה מן העניין האלוקיים. כשאור החוכמוס, על אלו חוכמוס, אין אלו להכשר עצמו בהן להגיע לחוכמו אלוקיס. Again, the ultimate chokhmah is Yedias Hashem. Okay, so a person needs, there are all kinds of ancillary chokhmahs which are necessary for a person to have that Yedias. The Hadibu al Ha'inyan Hazer B'Shneimus Ye'orech Ma'od. So the tachlis, again, just reiterating here, shetachliso hi poal echad bovad, there's one activity which is the tachlis of man, vihi hasagas hamuskalas viyidiyasas hamitas kemoshehen. Good. Now, let's read several more lines and then try to understand. About in hasagas hamuskalas yischayv lazos of salihitos the tanugim hagashrim. Hibamuskal Rishon Musag, in conjunction with attaining knowledge, a person has to abandon that sort of reckless pursuit, that, not reckless is not the right translation, sort of being verbrennt. For physical pleasure. Ki b'muskal rishon, it's intuitively understood. Ki b'muskal rishon musag shechur ben hanefesh v'tikan ha'guf v'tikan hanefesh v'chur ben ha'guf. The more the person prioritizes the body, so the more he destroys the soul. The more he prioritizes and perfects the soul, so then the more he eradicates the undesirable dimensions of physicality. The Chodesh Avodah says something similar. Chodesh Avodah says that love of Tanugei Olam Hazeh and she'ifa for Olam Haba two contradictory things, and to the degree that one has one, it has to diminish the other. Ki ha'odem emhoim bevakish taivos umadi v'sahanos ha'chushios. The person is looking, seeking to indulge and prioritizes sensual pleasure, umeshavit sechel l'tavaso, and he uses his intelligence for these ends. V'niya ka behemos ubenos yano, and he's like an animal. She'enum choshem ela al achila ushesiya ubeila, harei she'oz lo yirav ha'koach aluki kol mehasecha. He'll totally suppress this divine koach that he has of intelligence. V'ye'oz chomem menutok shot b'yom ha'hilubi. Let's pay special attention now to this next sentence. Harei nizbarim min ha'agdamos halala she'hatachlis shel olamenu v'chol ha'shevo eina ela ish chocham v'tov. So wait a minute, where did that come from? The Rambam said earlier that there's one poel, which is the ultimate goal, and that was knowledge, right? Knowledge. So where did Rambam get toe from all of a sudden? Right now, he's recapping, and all of a sudden, when he recaps, it's not just chocham, but now it's chocham v'tov. Continue. V'kanshe hisek echot shehu min ha-min ha-noshe sa-chochma v'hamasa. Again. So even though he had said, and read, we read and reread earlier, that it's Paul Echad Bilvan, Hasagas HaMuskalos, and I was saying, no, it's Chochem V'Tov. It's Chochma and Masa. The Kavanosi, the Chochma, Hasagas HaMitas Kamo Shehen, Hasagas Koma She'efsha She'yasiga Ho'adam, V'Hamasa HaMitzua V'Inyan HaTivim, U'miyod HaZ'Ogalahem, being balanced. And not paying disproportionate attention and having disproportionate concern. So the question is clear, right? Initially the Rambam says that the tachlis of man, and therefore the ideal man, the one who realizes his tachlis, is the tachlis is knowledge, and therefore implicitly the ideal one is the chacham. But then he says chacham b'tov, chachma and ma'isin. So the concept of ashlishi is this, I'm going to say. The Rambam's understanding of chokhmah, of knowledge, is not, I'm not sure if there's a word in English, which is telling, that really corresponds. So we translate chokhmah as wisdom, right? We speak of knowledge and we understand that in purely intellectual terms. Right, so a person is wise if, I don't know, he makes discoveries in different fields, and that's an expression of his wisdom, v'chulu. For the Rambam, that alone is not chokhmah. That alone is not chokhmah. Chokhmah, knowledge, is something which, again, remember how the Rambam says, it becomes a part of the person. Chokhmah is something that the knowledge and the person become one and the same. And that's why, if a person is really a chokham, it has to be reflected in his actions as well. And that's the kosav ashlishi of the apparent Shnei Ktzuvim HaRakishim, that initially the Rambam was talking exclusively about Hasagas HaMuskalos, and then he summarizes Chochma B'Tov, Chochma U'Maaseh, because the answer is that Chochma and Hasagas HaMuskalos means that the knowledge becomes a part of the person. The knowledge is something which becomes a part of the person. If a person has, a person therefore doesn't have knowledge, if he knows that chesed is a value, but doesn't practice chesed, he doesn't know anything. That's not chokhmah. We have to come up with a different word for it. But that's not what chokhmah is. That's not what the Rambam is talking about. When he's talking about chokhmah, when he's talking about Hasagas Muskalos. Chokhmah, knowledge, what I'm talking about is something that becomes one with the person, which is why it has to translate. And if it doesn't translate, I can come up with, let's call it imitation chokhmah. I don't know, whatever the right word is, whatever the right phrase is. But it's not the chokhmah, it's not the knowledge that the Rambam is talking about. And that's why, yes, the goal is knowledge, but what that means is that it's going to be chokhmah b'tov, because otherwise it's not knowledge, because knowledge means what becomes one with a person. The goal is chokhmah, and that's why the goal is chokhmah u'maaseh, because chokhmah is what becomes one with the person. The pashtus is we asked, you know, why Hilchos Deos is in Sefer Hamada given how the Rambam in Hakdama defines the subject matter of Sefer Mada, that it's the Ikarim, Ha'avam Tzarech Leida Osan Tchila. And yet Hilchos Deos is behavioral. It's not Yediyah, it's behavioral. The first answer we gave, or the first part of the answer we gave, is it's true, but the basis for the behavioral, the basis for the behavior is the lack of a drakha, is knowing the Darkei Hashem. So that, in that sense, it's rooted in Yediyah. But the emphasis is that the real pshat goes much further than that. But the real pshat is, Tzarechadim Leida Osam Tchila, it's exactly this idea of the Rambam here in the Hakdama, that the behavior is supposed to not just the real kiyum of halakta v'drocha. The person can be mekayem of halakta v'drocha on either of two levels. The call it the more basic level is that we're told it's darkei Hashem to be a rachum, it's darkei Hashem to be a chanun, it's darkei Hashem to be a erech hapayim, and a person therefore cultivates those midos. But the higher madrega is not just that we're sort of instructed to be that way, is that a person has that idea. No, he himself understands how we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Rachum, how we see it as a Chanun, and if he has that idea, so again, what idea means is that again, not just sort of something cerebral, something purely mental, no, it becomes one with a person. So the Leida Osan Tchila includes the behavior, the same way the Rambam here initially says Chochma, and then says that means Chochma Tov. He originally says Chochma and says that means Chochma Umes.
I mean, why is Rambam feel the need to add the word Tov? I mean, the point is, if he felt the need to explain that Chochma includes Tov, so shouldn't he have explained that originally? If he didn't feel the need to explain it, why does he need to explain it later?
Because in the interim he added these few lines, which helps us understand how the few lines about im hasagas hamuskalas is chayv lazav vasalahitus is where he sort of teases out, where he explains how the chokhmah has to imply and translate into Torah.
Could it be that the Rambam is getting us from the Gemara Kiddushim, which speaks about limud versus maisa, meaning that Libud is gold because it's heavy than Maisa, so meaning the knowledge itself is not.
I think in the Hemshech he quotes that one. I think he quotes that one. You go in the Hemshech. Okay, so we'll start here.